Leads the league in sacks and is up there in interceptions. That sounds like a great
choice. Yeah, tough news for a quarterback, but very good defense. You know, when you turn on the film, extremely aggressive front seven, really good defensive linemen. Kiko Alonso, their middle linebacker, is playing really, really well for a rookie. Flies around, makes a lot of plays, and so it's going to be a tough challenge for us. There's no doubt about it, but you know, I think guys will be up for it. I think we'll be ready to go, and we're going to find a way to try and get it done, get a win.
Same old. You try to establish a run and try to loosen them up a little bit?
Yeah, I think certainly, controlling the line of scrimmage both in the run game and in the pass game is going to be important for us. I thought our guys did a nice job of that last week. We need to build on that this week. We need to be a little bit better than we were last week. But, yeah, certainly establishing the line of scrimmage against their front seven is going to be important.
Is this one of those teams, one of those defenses that, you know, you kind of look at and say they're not that far away from probably being .500 or having a winning record considering, you know, the type of talent they have on every level?
Yeah. I mean, defensively, you can only watch, you know, what you see when you're on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they're a good football team. And, you know, when you look at their depth chart across the board, you know, they've 10, 12 plus guys, first and second round picks. So I mean, they've got a lot of talent on their side of the ball, and so we've got to be ready for it. We've got to adapt to it. We've got to go out there and play our best football because that's what it's going to take to get a win.
For you individually, your production's been much better home than
on the road.
Why do you think that?
Tough to say. You know, I'm not sure why. If I knew, you know, obviously I'd be better on the road. It's tough in this league sometimes to go on the road and play well, go into a hostile environment. But, you know, I don't know what the reason is for it, but certainly I need to be better.
At least it'll be in a dome this game instead of some snow possibly.
Yeah, I guess I just did a conference call with the media from Buffalo. They're supposed to get hammered with snow today, so it is nice that we're in the dome.
Matt, Darius Johnson, you'd be looking his way. Is that
right on the phone?
He didn't have a couple of drops last game, but is that a case of, are you looking for him, or is the guy that gets pretty good separation?
Yeah, no. I mean, that's, you know, as a quarterback, you got to go where the read tells you to go, and we have confidence in Darius to go out there and get the job done, win versus one-on-one coverage, beat some press coverage. I think he did a nice job of it. I thought he played pretty well the other night. He's going to make mistakes. Rookies do. Veterans do. All guys, you know, make mistakes. But I've been impressed with the way that he's come along. I mean, you forget sometimes he's only been active. At least I forget sometimes he's only been active, you know, for less than half of the season. And I think he's improved a lot in that span, and I think he's doing a good job for us.
You ever come out of the huddle saying, I know he's going to be open, or you're waiting?
It just depends on the play. Depends on the play call. You know, some things, you know, we go on matchup. Some things just we go on what they're playing. And so, you know, I've always been a guy that, you know, the open receiver is the right receiver, you know, and you got to go find a way to get the ball to that guy.
You've dealt with, you know, obviously different atmospheres throughout your career, different cities, you know, from here and there. First time obviously playing in Canada. So, I mean, is there a certain expectation? Do you even treat this like a normal road trip, or do you say, you know, it's Canada, it's Toronto, we're only going to be here once every who knows how many years?
Yeah, you know, it's a little different. Obviously, some of the custom stuff is a little bit different for the travel. But ironically, I was in Toronto earlier this year during the off season, and it feels like, you know, any other city you would go to in the United States. It's a cool place to visit, but it'll be very familiar to a lot of guys. So I don't think it should be an issue. I think guys, you know, will treat this as a business trip and get up there and try and get the job done.